to Merida, the places I've seen. I've seen the wisps of Aranin dancing in the rain and in dark shadowed shade of the glens. I've seen the druids casting spells in their caves and before their bonfires, bringing the fell and foul from our hearts to this world, already full of the fell and foul. I've searched for pots of gold, my most basic self, imagining a life of kings and queens. But that gold comes with ties to demons and witches and bloodlines too ancient for my iPhone life. I've wandered into the dark forests and trails of the Hawaiian Islands. I've seen the sun at its peak, while it considered going supernova. But the last minute, every dawn, it stopped just short of a heat wave the people of Pompeii would find refreshing. I've seen the deep green of its mountains and the deep sapphire blue of its waters. I've seen the secret lies of its coral reefs where Hawaiian fish hide, spots and crannies hidden holes for everything from eels to starfish. I've watched the fire dances, tribute to the ancient gods, to the Tefitis of this world, to the Tikas, and the Apollos and the Gaias. A call to all the gods and goddesses of heaven and earth. I have felt their answer in the crackling of the fires as the batons were tossed into the sky, caught again and set flying again, only to be sent skyward again. My hands, one would think, were too young, though I was too innocent for the gods to ignore. I have walked the streets of London and tasted their food, been universally disappointed and listened to the ghostly moans and groans of the London Tower, learned of the stubborn history of Westminster Abbey, and kept my appointment by Big Ben's hands. I've seen Biscay plays in Hyde Park and walked the length of the Kensington Gardens. I've witnessed the changing of the guard and walked alongside the Queen, pricked my finger on the needle and even flown in the eye across the sky. I've walked down the River Thames and wondered about Parliament. I've taken a train to Paris and visited the Louvre. I've haunted the galleries of the Glass Pyramid, trying to memorize the paint strokes and expressions on the faces of the Mona Lisa and the Archangel of the Madonna of the Rocks. I've gone into the ruins of my homeland, explored its jungles and raced its valleys. I've drunk from its coconuts and bathed in its waterfalls. This Dominican heart fell in love with the world at large. Born with wings, she learned to breathe the deepest when among the clouds. When Orono's face was just inches from my fingertips, so that if I reached to my tippy toes, I could just barely reach to caress his face. I've looked to the sky and seen the colorful dots of hot air balloons and kites, mustering hard at the rage of Gaia's fury, seeing how incredibly powerless I am. I've paid tribute to the Greek gods in Washington, the capital, and to the legacy of Athena in Philadelphia, the birthplace of law and reason and democracy. I've witnessed the exercise of power and political defiance. I've seen halls sworn against women and all at the secrets the walls were private to. I've seen the relics and the rooms color-coded by an unknown system, unknown to womankind anyway. The Freemasons opened their doors to the Priory of Sion, to the Templar Knights. I read, tried to understand, but failed. Epically, I accept that my knowledge will be restricted to books, movies, and the most basic outsider's knowledge. Symbols and artifacts fascinate me in an abstract way. I've run down the hallways of the Hoover Building in Washington, D.C., just by chasing the lead to stop a catastrophe. Suffocates. I've seen the halls where the Constitution was born and Ben Franklin preached independence, where the Daily News and New York Post were conceived, where the cry for political freedom was raised above the gong of the Liberty Bell, where tea was thrown overboard and masks were worn, where children beat the war drums and rallied for the cause, where they bled for it. But what I've done, what I've seen, is nothing to what I still dream to see, to walk among lions in the African plains and reach up to a tiring giraffe, to race alongside a racing cheetah, not knowing who I was rooting for more, the starving cat or the deer running for its life. I want to lie in my cot and listen to the roaring lions safely away, riding each other for the hunt. I want to laugh with a misunderstood hyena, unknowingly more cat than dog, and so wonderfully female. I want to look into the eyes of a matriarch elephant and ask her how I can live my truth. I want to catch the image of both the smiling dingo and a painted dog. I want to sail down the Nile and the Brazilian mangroves. I want to see the palaces of the ancient gods, Greek, Egyptian, Roman. I want to see every culture's answer to the world, asking about the evil and why it's always winning. I want to see those stars from every sky, from every land. I want to know every touch of every different dream I was born with. So when I greet my God and he asks, I can tell him about every sunset and how the colors, every pink and yellow and orange, looked from Africa, from Australia, from Brazil and Rome and Greece, Egypt. I want to taste the rain from the top of every mountain and bathe in every sea. I want to ride the blue whale across the oceans and the very Pegasus across the country. I want to surf the tallest wave and brush my fingers across the face of Uranus, scream from the summit of Mount Everest. I want to rest my head on the California redwoods and film the Yellowstone Grizzlies during the trout spawning season. I have more dreams than my heart can ever see, more than my feet can ever explore. But I was born with wings, and one sky leads to another. So I shall continue to fly toward the moon and by the sun, north, ever north, how the raven flies.